Good evening. I would like to call this public hearing to order at 6:10 on Tuesday, November 12th. Mr. Christman, so we have it on the record, would you please quickly do the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Engel?
Here.
Supervisor Moyer?
Here.
Supervisor Weir?
Here.
Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
And Supervisor Court?
Here.
Five present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. Our item on the agenda tonight, public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2019-06 for 826 Reese Avenue as filed by Oleg Badmaev. I apologize if I mispronounced your name. Mr. Emmerich, could you please explain this to us?
Sure. For the sake of efficiency and time, I'm going to go over the requirements for this specialty home. It's permitted by conditional use, and there's in 225-501-20 of this zoning ordinance, there are certain conditions that must be met. And yes, the house that I projected in the center of the screen there is the house we're speaking about on Reese Avenue in Swidara Station. So the first item is that the property must be in the Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District and must be overlaid by the downtown core overlay, and that is the case in this instance. Specialty homes are only permitted in buildings where the prior or approved use was a single family, was a habitable dwelling, and that again is the case here. A specialty home must be a minimum of 25 feet from any other dwelling unit. In this case, it's 89 feet from any other dwelling unit, and according to Oleg's application. Two off-street parking spaces are required for the first two bedrooms and one for each bedroom after that. We could easily say the one required per bedroom. In this case, it's a three-bedroom unit, and Oleg is proposing three off-street parking spaces. The exterior of the specialty home must be maintained in an appearance to be a residence, and he has committed to doing that. Noise and disturbance must be compatible to typical residential uses, and again, he has, in his application, has agreed to enforce that. Special events such as weddings and things of the like are prohibited at the site of a specialty home, and he has agreed to prohibit that. Access to the property by emergency vehicles must be maintained, and he has agreed to maintain that access. A sign is permitted in a size of 1 square foot. He has committed to not putting up any sign, identifying the name of the home or otherwise. There may only be one contract given to rent the property, and he has agreed to that condition. And finally, the owner-operator must provide a 24-hour contact on the property with the police department and also with community development. And he will be the contact, and he has agreed to provide that information. And then under the general requirements of the zoning ordinance, we have to show that the use will not adversely affect the health safety of the residents in the neighborhood, and I think that's easily done. The use will not overburden existing public facilities, and again, it's going to be operated as a single family home for the most part. The use will not be detrimental to the use or development or change the essential character of the neighborhood. And again, this is a permitted use in this neighborhood. And finally, the use shall meet all other requirements of this chapter. For the sake of this being a public hearing, I'm going to ask Oleg to at least come up to the mic and say that he agrees with everything that I've presented. So if you would, please.
Good evening, Oleg. If you wouldn't mind, please give us your name and your address.
Push the button to get the green light on that. Thanks.
Oleg Badmaev, 413 7th Street, New Cumberland. So this is my property, and asking to permit to use as the specialty home, yes, so property meets all the requirements of the ordinance. So,
have you owned it for very long?
A year.
And how are you presently using it?
Well, that was like a couple months was under renovation. Then we try to use it as the rental property, long-term rental. We did use it for a short-term rental, and so we were contacted by Charter America.
That's what brought him here.
Yes, basically. So I learned that I need to go through the process to be approved and get permission, so that's what I'm here for.
Sure, you agree with everything that Mr. Aaron said?
Yes.
So with that being said, then I'm recommending the conditional use application be granted with the following conditions. The establishment of the specialty home shall be in substantial compliance with the information presented with the conditional use application and during the November 12th, 2019 Board of Supervisors public hearing. That if in the future the applicant proposes to increase the number of bedrooms in the dwelling beyond the existing three, they must apply for further approval from the township. That the operation of the specialty home must at all times comply with the requirements of Section 225-501.20A through L of Chapter 225 Zoning of the Code of the Township of Derry. Notwithstanding any lesser restriction required by the Township's Property Maintenance Code, Chapter 143 of the Code of the Township of Derry, no more than two individuals, excluding children under the age of three, may occupy any bedroom. Any outdoor amenities or improvements to the specialty home, such as decks, seating areas, horseshoe pits, patios, and the like, must be at least 25 feet from any adjacent single-family dwelling. The owner or operator must pay all state, county, and local hotel taxes that are applicable to the temporary lodging. The owner must register with any, must register the unit and pay the fee for any rental inspection program operated by the township. If the Derry Township Police Department receives excessive noise complaints regarding the use of the specialty home, upon receipt of the third complaint, the owner or operator shall install and monitor a noise monitoring system such as NoiseAware or an equivalent device to monitor the noise levels in an attempt to circumvent complaints. The granting of the approval of the conditional use request shall not relieve the applicant from filing and having the township approve any permit, land development, subdivision, or site plan which may be required by the township regulations or from otherwise complying with all applicable township regulations. The grant of approval of this conditional use shall expire if a zoning permit, building permit, or certificate of use and occupancy is not obtained within 12 months from the date of the grant of the approval of the conditional use. And finally, the specialty home shall meet all other requirements of the township. Here again, it's not necessary for the board to take action this evening. If the board chooses to approve this, we'll list it on a future agenda.
Chuck, and I'm sorry I don't have this committed to memory, but is there an actual definition of specialty home?
There is, and I'm sorry I didn't bring my zoning ordinance up. Let me see what I can think where I might have that.
It might be helpful to include things such as definitions and things like that in preparation of written materials in the future. It just gives us a good frame of reference.
This is similar to the one we had the hearing on, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a little while ago.
So these are basically Airbnbs and homeaways and
and incredibly similar to the next hearing.
Yeah.
Which is Olin's.
Is it incredibly similar to the next one? Is
yeah.
Same applicant and everything. See how user-friendly the township website is.
All right, Chuck.
Yeah, how about that? Oh, you know what? The zoning ordinance is on the left side right here. It's actually not too bad. Specialty home, any dwelling or portion of any dwelling containing a single cooking area and used as a rental for a period of less than 30 consecutive days for up to two individuals per bedroom, which is why I put that restriction, by the way, in the grant of the uses. Serving a maximum of 10 individuals. Children under the age of three are excluded from this count.
So in this case, six individuals in that house?
That's correct.
Okay. And the NoiseAware, what is that?
So in my research for specialty homes or short-term rentals, I, you know, the I guess one of the larger complaints from that type of use is noise, and it's created because sometimes they're in residential neighborhoods where not everybody is not off work the next day. Noise Aware is a system that reads decibels but not conversations, is my understanding. And once the decibel level of the home reaches a certain level, Oleg or the operator of the device would get a notice on their cell phone that they could contact their tenants before the neighbors are calling the police, is the idea, is the goal.
Or not.
Or not.
The question is, what's the remedy here? He'll get this notice and say, oh, gee, they're being noisy again.
So if they're not operating under the Noise Aware and trying, you know, if we are getting excessive complaints, if it's a problem home, then I think I would cite them for being in violation of the zoning ordinance, being a problem home, because they aren't maintaining the residential level of sound, and let it work its way through the zoning board or the Court of Common
Pleas. Is that codified somewhere, the number of noise complaints?
It's in the written decision that upon 3 noise complaints, they must install the Noise Aware system.
Yeah, I know, but
so if noise complaints continue beyond that, then I think they'd be in violation under the requirements for a specialty home. One of them is that noise and disturbance must be comparable to a typical residence. So realizing it's a judgment call, and it's one of those that, you know, it goes however it goes, but yet you want some kind of protection in there. So if they are not operating the specialty home with noise and disturbance comparable to single family residences, and if we have a record through the police department that this home is getting complaints and no other home in the neighborhood is, I think we build a pretty good case to say that they're in violation of the ordinance and would have to cease and desist their operation. Okay. That's where I'd try and take it anyway.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anyone else have any questions?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Hold on. I noticed you're from New Cumberland. Do you have a local POC that'd be able to look at the property quicker than getting
That's a point of contact if you don't
know. Okay.
Yes, I do have a cleaning crew member who lives in the area.
Are they going to be available like 24/7?
Yes, I mean, I haven't discussed that, but I would assume so.
Please do so. Because if something happens in the house, I'd like somebody to be there in less than half an hour.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Lloyd? Do you have anything else you want to offer?
No.
You don't have to. I just want to be sure. Any comments from the public? Hearing none. I'm making a motion to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second? Seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. This hearing is adjourned.